I have a confession to make. While I was checking in on your place while you were away, I found something. I mean, I'm not really sure if found is the right word. It isn't like I went snooping or anything. You left it sitting out in plain view. I wonder, did you mean to do that? Did you leave it for me to find, right on the coffee table, next to the spot where you wanted me to leave your mail? Such a beautiful book. Leather-bound, elegant. When I saw it, I just had to pick it up and look. You left it out on purpose, didn't you? Did you think I wouldn't look? Did you think I wouldn't see? Well, imagine my surprise when I found out your diary was all about me. To be honest, I'm not really sure how I felt at first. But the more I read, the more sense it seemed to make. How long have we known each other? 10 years now? I see the way you look at me. Oh, don't try and deny it. The cat's out of the bag now. I read it. Every word of it. I read everything. I know everything. At first, I was confused. All of those feelings. I've had boys fall in love with me before. It's a nice feeling. But this is something more than that, isn't it? You don't just want a girlfriend, do you? No. That isn't what you want at all. You never have. You love being close to me. You love how it feels to be with me. Close, but not too close. All of that neediness and desperation, I have to admit, you've been very good at hiding it from me. I never would have guessed. But when I think about things, I can see it. It leaks out from time to time, mostly in your eyes. Those puppy dog eyes. I suppose I should have always known, but we had such a good thing as friends, I never wanted to ruin it. I guess you didn't either. But we can't go back now, can we? After reading all of this, we can't ever just be friends anymore. When I read the first few pages, I was a bit freaked out. I didn't know if I felt like I was invading your privacy by reading it, or if you were invading mine by having all those weird thoughts and fantasies about me. I put it down and left. I did everything I could to put it out of my mind, but nothing worked. So I got back in my car and drove back. I laid down on your couch and kept reading. The more I read, the more I started feeling something deep inside. I can't really explain it, but I could see myself doing those things to you. I could see the look on your face as I did them. I could feel myself reacting. Tingles at first. Butterflies in my stomach. Getting warm all over. I kept reading. It was getting hard to keep still. I kept thinking of your eyes. How you would look at me. Wondering what it would look like if you were suffering for me. What if I was doing all those things you were fantasizing about to you? As I started breathing more deeply, I could smell myself. I was so wet, I could feel my panties sticking to me. I slid my hand down and let my fingers run over my pussy lips, pressing my wet panties against me. Slowly, tracing the outline of my swollen lips, barely letting my fingertip brush over my clit, sending shivers throughout my whole body, and I kept reading. As your fantasies got darker, my arousal did too. I was on your couch for hours, teasing myself as I read all about your fantasies and fetishes, all your feelings, thoughts, emotions laid bare for me. How you would notice even the smallest things. What colors my nails were when I got my hair cut, a change in my perfume, outfits you liked, and the little things I did that would drive you so crazy. I kept thinking of how good it would feel to tease you and to torment you, to see you squirm for me. Endless squirming, no relief in sight. But that's what you want, isn't it? Torment, with no relief in sight. You say it right here. In fact, you say it a lot. Desperation, frustration, denial, helplessness. And the word that made my heart race and my stomach tighten, cruelty. It's such a delicious concept, isn't it? I've never thought of myself as a cruel person. I've never been anything but kind. I like seeing people happy. I like making sure people get along. I'm just not that kind of person. And yet, when I think about you, everything goes haywire. My brain does some sort of short circuit. You make me want to be cruel, harsh, unforgiving. It turns me on to think of you suffering for my amusement, trapped in your own personal nightmare that you could never escape from. And in this book right here, you've given me the blueprints to build it for you. And now I can't stop thinking about it. But there is something you need to understand. It isn't going to be like you think. All of those delicious fantasies you write about, all of those fetishes you have and kinks you crave, I'm going to use all of them against you. You think it hurts to be close to me now? I'm going to make it so much worse. This isn't some masturbation fantasy anymore. I'm going to make it real. I'm going to hurt you. Do you understand? This isn't a game anymore. This isn't a fantasy. Are you scared? You should be. There's nothing you can do now to stop it. Well, there is one thing. You can always walk away, but if you do, that's it. If you walk away, you lose me forever. I'll never see you or speak to you again. And we both know you'll never do that. Because no matter how much I torment you, you will always come crawling back to me. Always. But before things bend too far out of control in your mind, let me give you a bit of reassurance. All those things we do together, all the fun we have, none of that is going to change. I still want to do all those things with you. Spending time, watching TV together, going to the movies, getting dinner, just hanging out. I still want that. All of it. And while what we do isn't going to change, other things will. Now, when I come over to watch TV and we sit on the couch together, when we cuddle up and our bodies are touching, we won't just be flirting and good friends. I'm going to know what I'm doing to you. Letting you get close to me, your body touching mine, driving you crazy, filling you with desire and need. And I'll just pretend like none of it is happening. When I press my head against your shoulder, I'll know that my lips are just inches from yours. I'll know you want to kiss them. I know they turn you on. I'll let my tongue slide over them so that they're nice and wet. I'll make you want to kiss them so much. But you won't be allowed. I won't let you. Then I'll look at you with wide eyes, all innocent, and ask you if you think I have kissable lips. I'll make up some excuse to talk about it. Maybe a comment some other guy made or something I was talking about with my girlfriends. And you will say yes. And I'll say, really? And make you say it again. And again. I'll be able to feel your embarrassment, knowing as I do that you fantasized for years about kissing me. That my lips are a fetish for you. They really are, aren't they? And if you try to kiss me and find out, I'll just push you away and laugh. Maybe I'll scold you. Maybe I'll lecture you about never trying to kiss me again. Or maybe I'll let you get so close you can feel my breath on your lips. And then I'll pull away and giggle. I'll look in your eyes and see how much you want me, and how much it hurts to know my lips are never going to touch yours. My heart will race and I'll feel it in my whole body. It's almost like an orgasm for me, hurting you. I've never felt anything like it. At first, it's going to be delicious. You'll squirm and I'll laugh, and it'll be like a little game for us. You want to kiss me and I won't let you, but not long after that, you are going to realize something. You really do want to kiss me. No, you don't just want it, you need it. And then it isn't going to feel so fun or so playful. It's going to start hurting. You'll keep thinking about it, maybe even obsessing, and I'm not going to do anything to stop you from feeling that way. In fact, I'm going to keep making it worse. I'll encourage it. Things will change with us. It will be subtle at first, but slowly it's going to sink in that this isn't just your secret fantasy anymore. I'm doing this to you. I want you to hurt. I want you to suffer. I want you to feel that need and desperation, and I will drink it in. Sipping it slowly, like a fine wine. Soon, you will break and start to beg. You won't even know why, but you'll do anything for a kiss. Just one time, my lips pressing against yours. But it isn't going to happen. You'll cry for me. All over a kiss. One sweet, gentle kiss. A kiss that I will never let you have. It will be harder and harder for you to even be with me. But you won't be able to stop yourself from doing that either. You'll torture yourself. It won't be a game anymore for either of us. And once that happens, once I can do that with a kiss, I'll start to dig into all those other things I read about. All those secret little fetishes, the ones that humiliate and embarrass you. The ones that I can use to torment your body, your mind, and your soul. Reading your diary showed me how much you need to be in love with me. It also showed me something else. How much I need to be cruel to you. And I am going to be exactly that. There is no going back now, is there? Now, look at my lips and tell me, how much do you want to kiss them? How much do you need to kiss me? Good boy.